Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the halfway point, I'll play about a 10-minute debate I did with one of these neocons about how martial law is a good thing. Sunday on CBS television. Jack McClam joins us for the next half hour. He's got his own show, 7 o'clock weeknights here on the GCN Radio Network. Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order. We're taking your calls right now, then we'll get into more solutions, how to back this off, how to stop it. Coming up in the next segment, I've got some other audio clips I want to play. We're going to go to Mike, Tom, Steve, and others. Right now, Charles in Louisiana, a good friend of mine, fighting the New World Order. He was there to see the gun confiscation in New Orleans. And it's all starting to unfold, and right there, down there in New Orleans, and the surrounding area on TV, they're saying, yep, martial law is coming, and the preachers have been recruited to tell you to hand your babies and your guns over. Charles, welcome, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Alex? Hope your family's doing fine. How you doing, Mr. Jack?
Hey, brother, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. God bless y'all. And Alex, I'm going to tell you the truth. I am sick of the American people for letting it go this far. I am sick of it. What I see down here, the rest of the country is better not do what happened in Louisiana. There was no resistance whatsoever. And I agree with you in everything you say. And what gets me mad is when people disagree with you about one little statement or one little line. These people make me sick. You and Jack, people like you, have been putting your life on a line for years, and somebody wants to disagree with you about some figure or some sentence. The Patriots, I don't know what's wrong with them. I really don't know what's wrong. Sometimes I just feel like giving up on all of them. Jack?
Well, we can't give up, Jack. I mean, they're coming for us.
No, brother, and I'm proud to say, and you know this too, Alex, that, man, oh, man, I have so many people, many of them police and military, still active duty, that want to go to Washington with our guns now and clean house. And I've been putting it off with them, telling them after the First Amendment is gone, we can no longer have our nonviolent redress of our grievances, and that will be the time when they'll get their war.
Exactly. The longer we can keep it peaceful, and hopefully forever, but we all know that's not going to happen, the longer we can keep it peaceful, the bigger our numbers get, the more advantage we have.
That's right, brother. We're getting 1,000 people or more a day joining us, and probably many more than that, but that's what we've calculated here at our two police military associations. And so if we can keep this going again for 3 months or a year, we're going to have millions more on our side.
But that's why the enemy openly says that we're taking over, that the people are waking up, that they're in trouble. They're openly saying that now publicly. So that's why they're moving so quick now.
That's right. That's why they're doing it, because they know if we go another 3 months or a year, that they're going to have a very hard time taking over. And so these government ministers, some of these government ministers that are licensed by the state and licensed by the federal government, are also waking up too and saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm watching the enemy take over this nation, and I've got to start speaking out about it. But of course, the minute they do, the government comes in and raids them and says 501c3 is gone. And so many of these government ministers are now schooling the people on how to serve as slaves to this Antichrist system that's being set up right now, because they don't want to lose their 501c3 tax-exempt status. And so, but praise God, we're getting so many calls and so many email here from soldiers and police officers that are ready to go to war. And they wonder why we haven't done it earlier. Well,
Charles,
we're winning.
Yes, sir.
We are winning. We're winning.
Yeah, I say it's going to be too late, Jack. We didn't talk ourselves into a grave. If we don't move today,
it's over. I don't think so, Charles. I don't think you're right, brother, because government is moving quickly because we're awakening hundreds of thousands of people a month, and they can't afford to have more people awaken to get back on the side.
We'll be right back. Charles, anything else?
Yeah, remember New Orleans, though, Jack. No resistance. Remember that, Jack. No resistance, Mr. Jack.
Stay there. We're going to come back. Stay with us. terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This much is clear. They're gearing up for total martial law. They're announcing no more warrants to spy on the American people. The spy satellites are to watch the people. The spy satellites will be in the local FEMA centers. The county emergency centers are really FEMA centers. How many years ago did we tell you this? Now it's ABC News, AP. The point is, if it's not going to be this month or 6 months from now, it's going to be in the next few years. But I'm telling you, in my gut, I can see them trying to move right now. Dick Cheney's had 5 heart attacks. He is running things up there. Bush is a total puppet. Cheney is a Rothschild puppet slash Rockefeller puppet. And they're going for broke. They're being blocked on their amnesty. They're being blocked on Iran. They need to attack us. And you've seen all the propaganda of Al-Qaeda's here domestically. Al-Qaeda's going to have hundreds of bombings. I remember years ago we had sources saying that would be what the feds would do next, either a nuke attack or hundreds of bomb attacks to create fear, targeting schools, targeting the military, the police. And that's exactly the material and the intel that Jack McClam's getting. By the way, Jack is the real deal. Jack's one of the few dozen people out there that I really trust his info. And if Jack's telling you he's getting that intel, it means it's accurate. I hope to God this isn't going to happen. But when they start announcing, with a federal script I've seen before, that the preachers have been recruited to have us turn our guns in and submit, and that they've been retroactively training them to tell everybody to submit, we already knew that and reported that. When they start announcing it, see, that means they're getting very close to going operational. And so you have to take a threat like this serious. People are always saying martial law next month, next week. We never put dates on it. One time I've got on air and I said they're going to attack the World Trade Center in the next few months. They're going to blame it on their asset Bin Laden. It happened. I put a warning out last year that if we didn't get the word out, they were going to do it the next month. You got the word out, folks, and I believe we averted it. I'm here to tell you this is the third time in six-plus years that I put a warning out, and, well, it's not even me saying it. The feds are saying we're going to be attacked. They're putting out new fake Al-Qaeda videos. It turns out they are fake. The government's manipulated them. I saw them on TV. I saw Woolsey on TV last night. It was a YouTube clip of him a week ago saying that Iran is behind the Wahhabist. Again, that's not true. That's the opposite group. I mean, their lying is so incredible right now that it makes your head spin. And most people will submit when the gun confiscations happen. It's just that as word spreads of what's happening to the family, some people still haven't gotten their children back. CPS gets involved. I just want you all to know, folks, that there's a good chance you're never going to see your children again, and you're never going to see your guns again. I mean, they had gun confiscation in New Orleans in the high and dry wealthy areas, and the military went in and took them, and those people never got their guns back. Real fast, Charles, because I want to get to all the other calls and get Jack's take on all this. Finish up what you were saying.
I've been with you 8 years, and all these people that call up that you don't disagree, they pick the littlest thing on. In 8 years, you're going to make mistakes. But these people are looking for a reason to criticize you and try to bring you down, which they don't do nothing. You did everything for this country, you and Jack and so many others like you. And these people want to disagree on one little subject. They make me sick, Mr.
Well, what he called in and said is, you said Bush signed an executive order blocking Mercury from
being made. I heard that, Wimp.
And I don't think I don't think I ever said that. B,
no, I
pulled the article up and it was a veto. What does it matter? He kept it in.
I know, he's a little wimp. He ain't probably doing nothing in a way. Thank you and Jack for what you're doing. And I want to tell this about the police. They will take the police's guns, too, especially the ones retired. They took them in New Orleans, and the police's mouths drop. They took their guns, too.
Yeah,
so the police,
right,
they can expect it, too.
That's right, brother. And listen, Charles, thank you for all you've done all these years, too, brother. I know you're a warrior and you're an activist, and so thank you from Alex and me for all you've done.
God
absolutely.
Bless you. I couldn't have made it without you, too. Thank you.
All right, let's go to
Alex. Alex, let me share something with you here real quick. One of our latest contacts, well, it's been some months now, with a Cywar agent of the federal government said this to me. He says, one last area of great successful use of our talent in Psy Warfare is creating realistic but false videos, DVDs, and audio recordings of individuals used as evidence by our government of a terrorist attack or crime. He says, Officer McLam using new computer technology and taking a video and a voice print of you, Officer McLam, in just a couple hours, we agents could have you on TV dancing on top of a pile of dead Catholic nuns with you shouting to the top of your lungs that you had just purchased 100 WMDs from the Boy Scouts of America. You name it, we can create it. So you're right, brother. They create all these tapes, and I always laugh at night when I'm watching the television to see if they bombed us yet. And they have these Al-Qaeda guys jumping through hoops and rolling and shooting, and they all have very white arms. There's no buddy in there with the black hood that have dark arms like we know the Arabs have. So it's really makes me laugh.
Also, the guys that saw
all these white guys in these black hoods acting like they're Muslim.
Well, also when they sawed Nick Berg's head off, and that was real, but it was believed he was killed a little bit earlier, being shot outside the compound. So they said, "Well, let's make him a hero." Saw his head off because he was Mossad, the CIA. And of course, he gave his laptop to one of the hijackers. That's Mainline News in Oklahoma. It's a bunch of overweight guys with white arms, and the Al Qaeda leader that supposedly cuts his head off has two legs, but the Al Qaeda leader they said only has one leg. Let's get to more of these calls. Mike, where are you calling us from? Yes, Mike, go ahead. Where are you calling us from?
Las Vegas.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Here in Las Vegas, about a month ago, we had an airport blackout here, and the generators didn't come on. And also the whole area around the airport is blacked out. So I'm wondering if they were bringing something in to the airport, like a nuclear weapon.
Well, here's the deal. Why would they turn the power off bringing a nuclear weapon?
Well, not necessarily a nuclear weapon, but just something.
Well, you know that the civilian non-commercial aviation doesn't even go through detectors, so it doesn't matter. Listen, this is what happens. We got mainstream news with FEMA camps. We got mainstream news saying spy satellites are spying on us. Foreign troops are here. And then what happens is our listeners, and I'm not knocking you, they start seeing boogeymen behind everything and then focusing in. I don't even know what to call this psychosis. Focusing in on things that can't be proven or are nebulous. Jack, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, brother. I do. Yes. Even when I'm watching television, and I've been at this 28 years now, deciphering and reading between the lines, sometimes they can get me wrapped up with some of the things they're saying and doing. So you got to be real careful if you're reading the newspaper and you're listening to your neighbors who've been listening to Fox, the propagandists for the Republican Party, and getting wrapped up in believing what you hear. And this is what's going on across America, but praise God, my email, Alex, has doubled in the last year.
Absolutely. So it's
300 a day now.
It's an exponential growth. Tom, they don't need to sneak a nuke into the airport. Okay, the feds have got the nukes. I appreciate your call. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex and Jack, you guys have done a beautiful job communicating this stuff. I really appreciate the work you've done. I just wanted to say that you just talked about email. That was why I was calling. I believe we need a 10-million-man cyber march on Washington, D.C. You know, we've complained, we've talked about things, but we're not using the kind of pressure we need to put on Congress to get after this. They've been completely asleep at the wheel.
Well, Congress, chronicling all this, has Homeland Security has tried to see the continuity of government plan that they've always been purview to and been involved in, and Bush says, no, you're not involved. Jack, how important is that to have him fund martial law last year in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and then to say it's for domestic dissent in the American people, no mention of al-Qaeda, and then they're just throwing it out the window now. They're saying, yeah, we built this apparatus up, it's for you, and then he signs PDD 51 saying he's God Emperor.
Yes, I know it. It's all coming in place, brother. Everything's coming in place, and our Democrat and Republican Congress is just sitting back, and the Senate's sitting back letting him do it. So what we found out through some very fine Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement is that when we send that $4 to $12 billion a year out of the country over into Israel in the hands of the communist Zionists over there that control Israel, the Israeli people don't get any of that money. They put it in their pockets, and then they put about $4 billion back in AIPAC, and they come in and secretly put it in the secret bank accounts of our congressmen and senators to stand down or to vote for anything that benefits this Antichrist world government system. And so we literally are funding our own demise, as we've always done. We funded communism for 70 years over in Russia, and it would have fallen if we hadn't funded it. And so we're doing the same thing now with that $4 to $12 billion going to Israel into the hands of not the Israeli people at all, but coming back much of it in the pockets of our congressmen and senators.
And then to the ADL to push anti-gun, anti-free speech stuff.
Yeah, $2, $3 million a year we've heard in each congressman and senator's pocket.
Okay, got to jump.
They won't lose that. The only thing scares them, Alex, is when the people get up in arms and we threaten to throw them out and they won't get that $2, $3 million a year.
Okay, let's get one more caller in. Thank you, Steve. Tom in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, thanks for waking me up. Real quick, I'm a father of five kids here in Southern California in Orange County, and I'm trying to make an exit strategy. I'm thinking Southern Utah. And I wanted to know your opinion on that as a safe location. And number two, is it time to liquidate some cash and get precious metals?
Well, look, I mean, you should have done that a long time ago. I mean, mainline media says put 10% of your money into precious metals. I would put it in gold and silver personally. But I'm not saying, you know, run wild with your hair on fire. Martial law might not come for a year, 2 years. We're going into it, though, when they're violating the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution wholesale in front of everybody's face. So stay there. Let me try to comment on that and get Jack McClam's take on it as well when we get back. But that's Jack's up in Idaho, so that's where he's at. Certainly, you need to have several escape routes out of your city, bare minimum. And I couldn't think of a worse place to be than in New York City or in Los Angeles. Here in Austin, I got several ways to get out of the city. And anybody gets in my way is going to have a big problem. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
All right, I'm going to keep taking calls in the next segment. Play part of this debate from Sunday with one of these neocons pushing martial law. And I will read some of these martial law questions I'm getting from the PrisonPlanet.com message board. Going back to, was it Tom in California? Tom, you were asking where you should go, what you should do. Jack, what would you do?
Well, brother, 10 years ago it hit us that this is coming and we're not going to be able to stop it, because actually it's in the Bible, this is. And so we decided to form these Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho, after 2 years of searching America and finding the safest place to be and the place that had everything we needed to survive during the worst of time. And so we have 11 Christian constitutional communities up here now. And actually, I'm sorry, we have 11 constitutional communities and 4 Christian communities now, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. And we're setting up a barter system where we don't have to buy or sell. We don't have to take the mark, that we can live off each other, grow our gardens and share everything and grow our own chickens and milk our own cows and everything. But what I want to tell this listener, if you're trapped in the city and you can't move out to a good, safe location, location is so much of survival, though, as you know, Alex. Location is very important. But if you can, if you're trapped in the city, I want you to do this. Save your money, go out and buy night vision equipment that you put on your head so you can walk after dark. Get yourself a 72-hour pack for your back for every member of your family. Get them night vision equipment so that you can walk out at night and get into a safe location. If the balloon goes up and the gates are closed, as they're planning to do, they're planning to clamp down the cities tight overnight, and you wake up in the morning and you can't drive a car, even your SUVs won't get out of the way they're planning.
Well, you'll notice that in Texas and across the country on the interstates, they now put up big cable barriers on the road
right now. Yeah, that's right. So the only thing you can do is walk out at night, and you don't want to have a flashlight, of course. So use your night vision equipment. Some of it's very cheap today. It's come down tremendously in price, praise God. And put your back on your pack and take your weapons, and you walk out at night and don't walk the road. You walk in the woods. You walk in the fields and things, but do not walk where people travel and bicycle.
Or you'll have a big army truck with a bunch of gang members pull up laughing, wanting to have their way with your wife, as they do in Iraq.
Right.
Does that answer your question, Tom?
Yeah, and just one last thing, Alex. Is there anything that you would say would be a telltale sign that we're getting close, that, I mean, it's imminent? I know you said
let me let you go and try to answer that. It's everything. Is it the economy's plunging? They always coincide those. They're saying Al-Qaeda's going to hit us. We've never seen such propaganda. All the admitted fake videos that are coming out. The aircraft carriers masked. Having the preachers come out and announce that they're having martial law. And again, they can have a limited martial law, and then a few years later have an even bigger one. This is all part of a training process. They may go all the way. They may have another little limited one or a regional one. This is all part of testing their system. Jack, do you think they've got the infrastructure now to go ahead with it?
Well, it's very close, Alex, very close. But they're not finished yet. I suspect they at least need these 3 months. But on my show, and we're asking people to pray that God binds their hands and slows them up and stops them at this point, because we needed more time. We need more time to awaken more people. So don't forget prayer, folks. Don't forget prayer. God is in his heaven and on his throne. He's in control of all this, and he can slow them up. He can stop them. And that's what we're praying every night. I'm asking the people on my show to pray every night that God steps in and stops them at this time, so that we can continue to awaken God's people, as is happening right now. Praise God for Alex and Jack Blood and Genesis Communication Network and all the good people out there that are activists and doing what Psalms 94:16 told us to do. And that's be activists, stand up, speak out, and to awaken people. And it's happening right now. So I think that we've got a good chance that God will step in, brother, and give us more time.
Absolutely.
That's all we can hope for.
Jack, we're out of time. I want to thank you for spending time with us. If you just type Jack McClam into Google, folks, his Police and Military Against the New World Order website will pop up. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much for everything you do, Alex.
God bless you. Yeah, I mean, I got up this morning and went down and saw the newscast and saw the report that the media is openly announcing that they've trained the preachers to tell us to hand our guns in and go to the FEMA camps, and they even say in the camps. They even say in the camps. Now, we already knew about this program, but, you know, we're those kooks that actually get documents from sources. Now that they're announcing it, is the big concern. I'll recap the top stories, play some other clips, play part of this debate, and read some of these questions from the PrisonPlanet.com forum. Listen, make copies of my films. That's another big part of the solution.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24-7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Say a bill is an amnesty bill, but that it's secret. Oh, the bill's secret. And then you get it, and it's total, complete pardon of aggravated felons and tax cheats, in the government's perspective. You know you're in trouble. I mean, they flew those planes into those buildings and blew them up. These are killers. The government is completely criminal and completely illegitimate. And the newsflash here, I'm going to recap. It's top story on PrisonPlanet.com. is that what we told you about over a year ago is now declassified. Now, we gave you classified documents. Secret recruiting of the preachers right out of Red Dawn to tell their flocks to hand their guns in and go to FEMA camps and let them break their families up. It's all in there. By the way, I called phone numbers on the documents. I couldn't believe them and actually got FEMA, and FEMA was asking how I knew and stuff. I mean, believe me, I didn't want to believe these when I got them. You never want to believe it. Now it's on the news. And that spy satellites are watching the American people in local police departments under CIA control. And face scanning and lip reading cameras are going in everywhere. The software is going in. And they're building prisons everywhere and announcing FEMA camps for the American people. And then it even comes out that these Al-Qaeda tapes are fake. And still it doesn't matter. They just put more fake ones out. I want to play this clip first before I forget. Then we're going to go to Ruben, Cliff, Skip, Rob. I got a bunch of comments. I love the new message board because I remember years ago seeing news articles where the police, if they had over 100 IQ, weren't allowed to be police because they want basically dumb people who are mindless to do all this. Well, dozens of links in news articles from all over the U.S. and other countries where, yeah, cops that are smart aren't allowed. If you go to the Prison Planet Forum, there's links on InfoWars and Prison Planet to it. It's forum.prisonplanet.com. And then you're on the main page, which says live questions for the Alex Jones Show. And I put the question out to you. See, this goes two ways, because I looked for 5 minutes yesterday. I didn't have time to find it. I was like, oh, I can't find it. You did find it. And there are 90-plus actions or views and 5 posts there. But then you link off to more links from there. So there you go, news articles about how they only hire mindless idiots now. It's just so scary, folks. It's so scary. And I've played this probably 20 times. I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to play the new clip. First they said they took the mercury out, then we told you they put it in, then they put 5 times of it in, then they said the mercury was good for you, then they said they took it out again, now they've added it again, now Bush has vetoed it to where they won't take it out. But then they're going to tell you they took it out. Or that it's good for you. It's multiple lies. Here is CBS locally, but this was federally produced because it was all over the country, but what locally read. Understand, it was all over the nation. CBS Broadcast Center made up the script but read local so you'd trust it more. Here they are saying mercury's nutritious.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to 2 new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Now, here's the new one from CNBC 2 days ago, where she's saying, hey, so what if there's lead? So what if the food's poisoned with melamine, plastic, totally shuts down your kidneys? So what if everybody's having these problems? We need it to be cheap goods. That's what's important. So now, poison for our children is good. I mean, again, martial law is good. Secret police is good. The government telling the preachers what to preach is good. This is freedom. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
Now I want you to hear that again. This is a CNBC correspondent and she's on there and you can watch it on Prison Planet. It's got her name and everything. And this is the new, and by the way, I have Fox News clips saying the same thing. We don't have time to play it all. Okay, I mean, this is what it's come to. Mercury's good, lead for children's good, poison's good. She actually says, if we have them take the poison out of the food, the economy's going to be hurt. No, it's been dealing with China that's wrecked our economy, but it gave you guys centralization of control. So this is the new system. Martial law is good. Poison is good. Mercury is good. Here it is.
About inflation, that's another interesting point because a lot of people like to say scaremonger about China, right? A lot of politicians, and I know you talk about that issue all the time. I think people should be careful what they wish for on China. You know, if China were to revalue its currency or China is to start making, say, toys that don't have lead in them or food that isn't poisonous, their costs of production are going to go up, and that means prices at Walmart here in the United States are going to go up too. So I would say China is our greatest friend right now. They're keeping prices low, and they're keeping prices for mortgages low too.
And by the way, they told her to go on and say that. The psychiatrists are deciding to make it so insane that they just condition you to accept ridiculous lies. If they start making food that doesn't have poison in it or toys that don't have lead in it, why, we're in trouble. I mean, this is spin at levels untold. And it was the same spin. We're going to play part of this. The rest of it's going to go up on JonesReport.com in the next few hours. I just ran out of time because I want to go to your calls and take some questions. Like this one, will they shut down the Internet immediately after declaring martial law? Yes. They will claim that it caused a panic and a shutdown. And this is one of the ways they could do it, the most probable, okay, from my analysis. Which I'm really getting sick of being accurate, folks. And that's uncanny. I just got them figured out. What they'll do is they'll claim because of the problems of the nuke attack or the rioting that a lot of it will, quote, shut down. They'll launch mass hack attacks. Things, a lot of things will go down. It'll be major league disrupted. I mean, one peer-to-peer transfer, you know, Cogent Level 3 connection problem will shut down half the web. Then after a few months of that, they'll say, oh, but don't worry, we have Internet 2. They'll already have the Internet software packages to get you online with that, and then you'll be allowed onto the controlled web, and they'll completely shut the old one down. That's how that'll work. All righty. No more Prison Planet, no more InfoWars, no more none of it. So just download the sites now, save them on hard drives, save them on disk. You can then hand pass the websites out on disk in the future and say, see what they said, see how they predicted it, see the documents. That's why the DVDs are so important. I haven't even plugged those. I didn't plug my films yesterday. I haven't plugged them yet today. I'm so busy. That's how you support us. You want to get Terror Storm Final Cut, Loose Change Second Edition, American Freedom to Fascism, get them at InfoWars.com and get them and make 1,000 copies. I'm not. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv 15-cent a day membership. Get in there and start downloading my films and burning them to disk like your life depends on it, because, frankly, our whole civilization does. If they get knee-deep in Terror Storm DVDs and Martial Law DVDs and Road to Tyranny DVDs and audio files of this show, they're not going to get away with it. Look, it's up to you. Are we going to let these scumbags just get away with more and more and more and tell us that lead paint's good for kids and tell us that plastic in their kidneys is good and tell us that mercury's good? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's not freedom to have our preachers being secretly told what to preach. God, it's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about us. Have you figured it out yet? Just go to the CBS report. I could stop it every 10 seconds to make comments, but just, he sits up there all calm, acting reasonable. Well, Congress doesn't need to know about the takeover. Well, blah, 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 here it is.
Well, more news to come here on Eyewitness News this morning, including the latest on terrorism in this country. We're going to sit down with two very different views on the war on terrorism with a debate on its effect on how we live our lives. That's part of this morning's Newsmaker. Stay with us at 7:13.
In the future, every major city will have a high-altitude blimp tethered to a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black-and-white image of the inside of your home.
We live in a post-9/11 world, security higher. We're a country at war. Not an ideal situation for anyone, but there are some that say if we have another terrorist attack on American soil, the U.S. will be under martial law. On the phone, we have with us the man you just saw in the video. That is Alex Jones, a man who has set forth to expose these supposed indiscretions by the government. We also have with us terrorism law expert Jeff Adicott with us. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's first talk with you, Alex, by phone. Alex, you feel America is going to be under some martial law pressure as soon as we get attacked again. Is that correct?
Well, back in 99, I met with your police chief, and we threw Delta Force out. They brought in large bags of cash and tried to buy them off. Then I talked to emergency managers around the country when I was fighting this then and found out there was a covert plan to take over all of our major cities. Now that's been in the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Committee and Congress, with the highest level security clearances, are not allowed to see the details of PDD 51 signed May 9th of this year that literally makes the president a dictator. And last year, the president funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for domestic oppression of the American people. It actually says that it is for domestic insurrection and rebellion. This has nothing to do with terror.
Let's talk,
is the military-industrial complex waging war on the people.
Let's talk about that presidential directive number 51 that you're talking about. Mr. Atticott, he's talking about the one that basically gives the president some power to go in case of an emergency and establish some sort of order.
Right.
Is it as bad as Mr. Jones calls it?
I don't think so.
He's a lawyer for the people that were there in 99.
Presidential directives are nothing new. I mean, the Clinton administration had a continuity PDD itself, and this president has simply replaced that one with this one. It's interesting because a lot of the annexes to the document are classified, so I don't know how this gentleman has had access to those where he can tell us about what it says. But basically, if you read Section 9, Paragraph 9, it indicates that the executive branch has a responsibility for continuity, and the judicial branch has a responsibility, and also the legislative branch. So it's really not the boogeyman. This is nothing new, nothing to get upset about. It's actually the responsibility of the government to do this.
Well, Mr. Jones, you're just alluding to the cameras, and I think we heard a little bit at the top of the show about you talking about the blimps overhead. Do you really think we're going to get to that point? I have not seen any blimps in my neighborhood. I don't really fear my police.
Sure, let me break this down. That is a Pentagon announcement of 2004, and they do now have them over D.C., L.A., and other areas. And, yes, they are mounting high-altitude blimps. These are so high you can't even see them without a telescope, or at night you can see them because of the atmosphere and the sun going over the edge.
But I already have Google, I can actually Google my own home, you know.
No,
and check that out.
Let's stop right there. It's really bad hum. I don't know why. We're going to get the video up on the web for you later. But U.S. to expand domestic use of spy satellites, see? And that's Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, ABC News, all have a similar headline. And it says the spy satellites that in the 60s could read the date on a penny from space, now with even more power, are going to be accessed by police departments in their threat centers. Okay, so big jokes, ha-ha, nothing watching us. There's already at least seven of these blimps over the U.S. right now in low Earth orbit, basically. They're right in the edge of space. Shut up. I'm tired of your lying and your snickering and your joking. Back to the tape.
Listen. You know, Mr. Atticott's not stupid. I looked into him, okay, and he knows what he's doing. We have the memos written by John Yoo and the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, saying they can torture children with pliers, that the president is, it says that with pliers. It says the president is above the law and that all law flows from him. And in PDD 51, he is saying he is in command of continuity of government. And then Congress was able to see
obviously
sections.
He is in command. That's what the executive does. All the administrative agencies are under the executive branch. All administrative agencies are under the executive branch. So why would that be surprising that he is issuing policy memos to agencies within his control? We would expect him to do that.
He will command the entire infrastructure.
That's not what it says.
But he's a president on his way out as well. There's going to be a change in presidency here come November.
Let me just add something. If you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, or jonesreport.com, you can see the body or the body of evidence. Or go to Google and type in martial law, 9/11 rise, the police state, or terror storm. You can watch my films for free. Google terror storm, folks.
I have a better idea. You could go to Google and pull up PDD 51 and read it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And read paragraph 9, which talks about the responsibility of each branch of government and not executive takeover.
Why don't you remember the four members of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress who have been able to see part of it and then want to see the classified areas because they're saying that it looks like it's a martial law plan. That's members of Congress, and Atticott, you're counting on folks not going and seeing what the AP and the Oregonians and others had to say about it.
Mr. Jones, if I can interrupt for a second and ask Mr. Atticott, does the mentality or what Mr. Jones is pushing here, does it incite maybe us? Is it a fear-mongering thing, or does he have some validity to his point?
Well, obviously, in time of conflict, and we are definitely in a conflict, conflict with Al-Qaeda. I mean, they want to kill tens of thousands of Americans if they can. That's a fact. And our government has a responsibility to protect its citizens. But I think Mr. Jones is correct, and that has to be balanced against civil liberties. And where you draw that line is something that we need debated. And I think voices like his
right.
are important.
That's enough. You can watch the second half up on PrisonPlanet.com. It gets even worse. See how he sounds reasonable? Oh, we need to balance civil liberties. There doesn't need to be a Fourth Amendment, and Congress doesn't need to run anything. And, John Yoo's a good guy. See? And then, oh, that's reasonable, but people don't know what reasonable is. This is all unreasonable. Secretly recruiting all the preachers to tell their flocks to hand their guns in. The feds, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And now they're regulating them with 501c3 and telling them what to say and telling them to send people to the FEMA camps. This is the type of thing I'm talking about. Another question here, they say, is Loose Change on track? Loose Change will come out whenever they want it to come out. They're taking their time making it, and they should have something done by September 11th, the rough cut, and then done by the end of the year. So everybody asked me that question, and c'est la vie. There's another one here. Alex, would you please schedule another interview with Cliff Carnicom? Yeah, I've been trying to get Cliff on. We'll do that. College wants me to take a meningitis vaccine. Dangers? Yeah, well, the illegal aliens are bringing in stuff, and the legal ones are bringing in stuff that's drug-resistant super meningitis, and then the shots have been connected to even worse problems. So my answer is don't waste your money on worthless college with a bunch of illegal aliens running around. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
look, this isn't a joke. It's not a game. The Rush Limbaughs, the Neil Borts, the Hillary Clintons of the world think they're just going to ride this thing through. They're not. You better get the word out. You better expose what these criminals are doing. I mean, look what we've learned to live with. No Fourth Amendment, merciless, arrogant cops running around everywhere, foaming at the mouth, feeling sorry for themselves. Illegal aliens running all over us, waving their foreign flags with crazed looks on their faces. I mean, I'm tired of it. We've become a laughingstock, and I'm telling you, we're in an emergency right now.
This isn't a joke! This isn't a game! This is a new world order! Coming for us, ladies and gentlemen! Coming for us!
All right. Bullhorn's pretty loud here in the studio. Let's try to jam a few calls in. Reuben in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Cliff in Florida. Go ahead.
I'm in Idaho.
Okay, well, you're in Bangladesh. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I know Jack McLam. I've known him when he first started out as a cop in Phoenix, Arizona. I was trying to get on to talk to him. And I'll tell you something, Jack McLam is one hell of a good person.
He is a good guy, man. We got martial law coming down on us. What do you think of him secretly recruiting 26,000 preachers?
Yes, we do. I know how he started out when he was just a little punk cop, and the man that put him on the right road was from Sun City, and I hope you're listening, Jack. He told Jack that he didn't know a damn thing about the Constitution, and the man showed him, and that's why Jack is the way he is today. And something else, Jack also knows that I'm the one that seen Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols at the swap meet in Kingman, Arizona. I've tried to get back to you, Alex. But
I'm out of time. I got to jump, Cliff. I appreciate your call. Skip, where are you calling us from, Skip? You know, I desperately try to take your calls, folks, but you got to talk when I go to you. Rob in New York, you're on the air. You got to wake up, folks. I know you've been drinking fluoride, but come on. Rob in New York, go ahead.
I just have a comment about the whole martial law deal.
Sure, go ahead. Ah! Come on, let me hear you get mad, man.
We just recently got three or four cameras that are supposedly for our security.
Yeah, the feds are paying to put control good cameras in everywhere. Hell, I mean, we're in an emergency.
And I saw this on the news, and I immediately thought, this is complete bullcrap, and this is just a wash.
It is. It's complete bullcrap.
And I'm trying to tell my neighbor and my family and everyone else that this crap's going on. And
it's federal slave grid tracking system.
Like, I burned a copy of your Martial Law and Your Terror Storm first edition for my dad, and he said they were great films, and they went over quite a bit of stuff, but he's just curious about the credibility of...
Well, he'll find out, won't he? The credibility. He can check out everything we claim right there for himself. Good job. You planted the seeds, that's all you can do.
And
again, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. Good to hear from you, Rob. Look, you got to get mad. You got to get awake first, okay? I don't know, bang your head against the wall a couple times. Maybe that'll get you going. I mean, I'm looking at the end of our way of life, everything being destroyed. Even the patriots out there don't respond like you should. This is serious stuff. This is it. Look, man, they're not playing games, all right? The trajectory, everything's accelerated. I mean, just at the incremental pace, we're going to be in real live martial law within 6 months. Get the word out. Get the stories at PrisonPlanet.com out there. And tell people to tune in.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.